The recession won't stop a father from continuing to honor his late son, Robert, who volunteered working with people with developmental disabilities.
And so then he told me the beautiful work that he had seen out there taking care of people who otherwise wouldn't get much help. He fell in love with that line of work and stayed with it the rest of his life.
The Robert Chase Memorial Fund is used to help people with the most profound disabilities. Ray Chase is a retired maritime pilot and an artist. He established the fund. His specialties are Florida landscapes and maritime paintings. He sells them and donates the money to this fund.
We know that it would have made Bobby extremely happy. It's exactly what he would have done if he had been there. So it's been successful all these years.
Susan Masco is the executive assistant at the McDonald Training Center. She says that donations are down and the needs are up. She says Florida has a long waiting list for services for people with developmental disabilities. Scholarships like this one would help temporarily to fill a gap.
The state mandated a 7.21% across the board cut for providers, and then they also implemented a tier system which caps the amount of money, you know, whatever, depending on what tier you fall in, it caps what you receive, which caused people to have to sacrifice some of their services.
The recipients of this fund are people with developmental disabilities in need. Again, Susan Masco, executive assistant at the McDonald Training Center.
Currently, we have two people, and I actually have like three applications that have come in. The demand is starting to get high.
Community Relations Coordinator Rita Hatab says this fund is a way for the center to give temporary assistance for people until their disability benefits come in from the state. She says some people with disabilities remain now at home because without funding from the state, they have to make a choice.
Do I eat? Do I pay my rent? Or do I come for day services? And with the Chase scholarship monies, we're able to float some of them, whereas we can't continue to do this on our own. But with this fund and the money available, we can float people who otherwise would just be at home.
Without funding, these people have no alternatives. Again, Rita Hatab.
These are not the people who are independent enough to go out and have other employment or have other choices offered to them. And that's what why this fund is so critically important.
Ray Chase says the fund in memory of his son is now depleted.
I don't know what the future might bring, but it's a wonderful feeling for any person to know that he has helped people who need help.
If you want to make donations to the fund or purchase some of Ray Chase's work, contact the McDonald Training Center in Tampa. Andrea Lipka, WMNF News.